Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Desmond Jackson, and I'm calling out of beautiful Mobile, Alabama. Today I have a neat little utility called FS Commander that I'm going to demonstrate that runs on Freedom Scientific's PackMate, and which is available from www.freedomscientific.com. First off, I want to say that I'm really excited about submitting my first podcast. I think this is a very neat concept. And I'm not using any fancy sort of equipment yet, although I'd be interested in learning about all the fancy mics that everybody talks about and the recorders and whatnot. I'm actually using a program that a young man suggested a few weeks ago called WavePad. So it's a pretty cool little program. So you guys check that out if you get a chance. I know that some people did some excellent podcasts previously on the PackMate on Blind Cool Tech. But just as a review, the PackMate is a PDA from Freedom Scientific, and it of course runs PopGit JAWS, and it runs the Windows Mobile operating system version 2003 currently, and I'm using the QX420, which has a 20 cell refreshable Braille display. So basically, FS Commander is a utility that allows you to use your PackMate as a universal remote control. You can program your stereo, television, what have you, anything that uses a remote control, basically. And today, I'm going to demonstrate my TV remote, which I've programmed partially into it to save you guys the bore of programming the many keys. However, some of them I've purposely left unprogrammed so that I can demonstrate the process to you. So, without further ado, I will show you FS Commander. Turn on the PackMate here.
Start menu today.
Loaded FS Commander.
Calculator. FS Calc. FS Commander. Leaving menus. FS Commander. Select the remote control and press enter. Select the remote control and press enter. List box. My TV. 1 of 1.
I've already programmed part of my TV remote control into FS Commander, as I said, and I named it My TV. However, when you first run FS Commander the very first time, you will get a screen that gives you the options of add remote and an exit button. In fact, you can also access those options through the Tools menu. I will show you that.
Menu active tools.
So I'll go into the Tools menu.
Add remote control. Delete remote control. Exit.
And of course, if you haven't added a remote control yet, the delete remote control option wouldn't be there. Okay, so basically, what happens is you enter what's called learn mode, and PackMate prompts you to enter a key on the PackMate that you would like to mimic a button on your remote control. Then you hold the sensor, infrared sensor of your remote control, very close practically right on the little window, infrared window of the PackMate. And you press the button, the corresponding button that you want to transmit to your PackMate on your remote control. So I'll demonstrate that with my TV remote with the unassigned buttons.
So
we're on the My TV option, which is what I named my TV remote control.
My TV.
So I'll go ahead and enter on that to select it.
My TV remote control.
And I've already assigned the numbers were on the PackMate as the number keys, as the buttons for the numbers on my remote control. So basically what I want to do is assign an on-off key, and I want to program the channel up and the channel down keys, and finally the volume up and volume down keys. So I'm going to enter learn mode, which is under the tools menu.
Menu active tools. Select remote control. Learn mode.
Enter learn mode.
Learn mode on leaving menus. Press a key on the PackMate.
Okay, so we're going to start with the channel up and channel down keys, which I was assigned to the up and down arrow keys on the PackMate respectively. So, I'm going to hit the up arrow on the PackMate.
Press a key on the remote control.
Now, I'm going to hold the infrared sensor of the remote control to the infrared port on the PackMate and hit the up channel up key.
FS Commander dialog. The remote command was not properly received. Try moving the remote.
And if you didn't hold it just right, if you don't hold two ports in alignment just right, we get that message. Unfortunately, a lot sometimes. Let's try it again. Okay, that.
Press a key on the PackMate. My TV learn mode activated.
Press the up arrow. PackMate.
Press a key on the remote control.
Press the channel up on the remote control.
FS Commander dialog. Enter. My TV work mode activate. Press a key on the remote control. FS Commander dialog. The remote enter. My TV work mode activate.
Cooperating with us
today.
Press
a key on the PackMate. Press a key on the remote control. FS Commander dial enter. My TV learn mode activate. Press a key on the remote control. FS Commander dial enter. My TV learn mode A modem connection 931.
Well.
Press a key on the... Select the remote control and press enter. Select the remote control and press enter list box.
Okay, ran into a little problem there. Try going back into my TV.
My TV remote control. Extended up arrow key not assigned.
Okay. Go back into learn mode.
Menu active tools. Exit. Reassign keys. Learn mode. Learn mode on leaving menus. Press a key on the PackMate.
Try this again. Press the up arrow on the PackMate.
Press a key on the remote control. Command
there we go.
Key name dialog. Key name edit. New key.
We'll just call this channel up.
C-A-N-E-L.
Okay. Press enter.
Enter. Press a key on the packmate.
Press the down arrow for channel down on the packmate.
Press a key on the remote control.
Press the down channel down on the remote to send it to the packmate.
FS command. Here we go again. Dialogue. Enter. My TV learn mode activated. Press a key on. Press a key on the remote control. FS commander dialogue. Enter. My TV learn mode activated. Press a key on the backmate.
And as you can see, this can demand some patience at times, unfortunately. Let's try it again.
FS commander, the remote command was not properly received. Try moving the remote closer or farther away. OK button. Enter. My TV learn mode act. Press a key on the remote control. FS commander dial. Enter. My TV learn mode A modem connection 9. Sets a remote control to FS. Press a key on the backmate. My TV learn mode activated.
Try this again. I promise, guys, it works.
Press a key on the remote control. FS commander dialog. The remote enter. My TV learn mode A modem connection 934. Press a key on press it. FS commander dialog. FS commander did not enter. My TV learn mode activated. Press a key on the backmate. Press a key on the remote control. Command received.
There we go.
Dialog. Key name edit. New key.
We're going to call this channel down.
C-A-A-A-A-A-E-S-C-C-D-O-N.
Enter.
Enter. Press a key on the backmate.
All right. See if we can get the last two buttons, the volume up and volume down, which I will assign to the left and right arrow keys. The right arrow being volume up and the left arrow being volume down.
Press a key on the remote control.
Now press the volume up.
Command received.
There we go.
Key name dialog. Key name edit. New key.
Call this volume up.
V-O-N-U-N-E space. U. P. Enter. Press a key on the backmate. Press a key on the remote control. Command received. Key name dialog. Key name edit. New key.
Call it volume down.
V-O-N-U-N-E space. D. Of the N. Enter. Press a key on the backmate.
Huh, there's one important thing I believe I forgot, and that's the on and off button, which are one and the same, at least on my remote. And just for laughs, I'll assign that to the Z key. So I hit the letter Z on the packmate.
Z. Press a key on the remote control.
Hit the on off button on the remote control.
Command received. Key name dialog. Key name edit. New key.
We just call this on slash off.
On slash off. Enter. Press a key on the backmate.
And we now have the TV remote program. So I'll just escape out of learn mode.
Escape. Press a key on the remote control. Select today blank. Start menu.
Go back into FS Commander.
Calculate. FS Calc, FS Commander. Leaving menus. FS Commander. Select the remote control and press enter. Select the remote control and press enter. List box. My TV. 1 of 1.
And of course, that's the one we want. And I will position myself strategically in front of the television. Let's see what we get. So I will press the Z key, to which is the key we assign to the on-off button to turn on the television. Might help to select a remote first.
My TV remote control.
Okay. Press the Z key to turn it on.
/off.
Television just came on. You might hear the static. And let's see what's on my favorite channel, which is Court TV. So I'll type in on the numbers row, which I assign earlier to the numbers on the remote control. So I'll type in 4-5, which is Court TV.
4-6.
Oops. Let's see.
4-5.
There is Court TV. Turn it up a little bit. Hit the volume up, which is our right arrow.
American female demonstrator agency. One of her concerns was to come in here in this position from the
see what's on another one of my favorite channels, Discovery Health, which is 31.
Hit 31 to get a failing score, maybe for a second time. And I guess she was really trying to push this contract to get a review through this group of the diversity best practices, Ms. Frazier. She was really pushing that, wasn't she? The congressman, for her to be involved in those issues is perfectly fine. I understand that.
Okay, for some reason.
Our concern was we got an allegation.
But she was trying.
Gentlemen, that real, channel isn't.
One point for the record. That failing score
coming through on the pack mate,
wasn't
so
something that motivated. That failing score was after this contract.
Channel 10.
That's what I understand.
That's my understanding. The GSA already had a reputation for
a try channel up.
Score.
Channel up.
Dave's package. I told everybody that I could possibly tell that if you want to become channel your up. Boss.
Let's try scrolling down through the channels.
Channel down.
To you, but.
Underwrite
loans at their full.
Channel down. Channel down. Channel down. Channel down.
So we got some classical music.
Channel up.
On that channel. Go down one channel.
Channel down. Channel down.
Somebody losing the driveway, you alright? Huh?
Turn it down a bit. And for some odd reason, our numbers aren't working this time around on the numbers row. I'm not sure what that's about, but let's see. Obviously, that would be helpful to a lot of us to be able to type in the numbers, which you can do that. For some reason, that feature is not cooperating with us at this time. However, let's go back a channel again, see what we find. So I press my down arrow.
Channel down.
So I've got ESPN, something to that effect. And that is basically FS Commander in a nutshell. Go ahead and turn off the TV, hit the letter Z. And that's that. As I said, you can assign whatever keys you want on your remote to the corresponding keys to your liking on the PatMate. I unfortunately couldn't get my numbers that I worked so hard on earlier to work, but that's okay. You kind of get the idea. And you can add as many remote controls to FS Commander as you like. And just like it's a neat little utility. It's got its quirks. It's a little sluggish at times, I would say. As you can see, I was having a little trouble earlier. It almost froze up on me a couple times. But again, if you're interested, you can check out FS Commander and you're a PacMate user at www.freedomscientific.com. If you would like to email me, my email address is jaxd06@comcast.net. And thanks for letting me speak to you through my first podcast. Bye bye. Contact, mini bar system. Contact, mini bar. Look back to base code, common box. 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 Look back to